This is a No Fame podcast.
Pitch black out at this point in time, and the more you think about it, the more you're like, I feel like it should be kind of getting bright by now. As you stay awake for a bit, you start feeling tired again, and it's still not bright out.
Okay. I'll wake Tala? Did you say Telavandrin?
Tala. Yep.
Okay. I'll wake Tala.
What's your AC?
Me?
Yeah.
15.
As you go to wake her, she whips right around like the moment you like touch her tent, and her tail whips out towards your arm. You pull it back clear of her. She's like, I'm really sorry. I'm kind of on edge right now.
Yeah. That's totally understandable. I get it. I'm gonna go to bed now, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take watch. Sure.
Right. Sorry. Yes. That's. I think I gotta talk to Vellum in the morning.
she crawls out of her tent. She's like, okay, you go on. Wow. She rolled really high.
Good.
Yeah. Why, that's bad. She stabs you in your sleep.
Wyatt.
No, she stabs me in my sleep.
She doesn't stab you in her sleep. You wake in the morning, and for the first time, and you don't know how long, you feel well rested.
Oh.
You don't recall having had any dream previous night. And it's just, you feel absolutely invigorated compared to any sleep you can remember from the past few years, at least. You can have a, let's say, advantage on any skill checks you make until your next short rest.
Whoa. Never taking a short rest again.
Or long rest, sorry.
Hell yeah.
I will say, I don't even think it'll come up, but it will also go away if you were to fall asleep or be charmed.
I feel great.
That is not a hint as to what is coming. It's just what seems right to me right now.
Arlette has split the mushrooms in two, and she's cooking half of them, and she gives the other half to Vellum and says, I'll cook mine with some fat and you cook yours with no fat, and then we'll do a taste test. Okay, buddy?
I'm down.
And I also, as a third party, do a taste test of both A-B test.
Can I get an advantage for using
A-V
butter?
Test!
That's good.
Audio visual. Arlette Vellum.
What's audio visual?
Arletio Vilio. Arlette, you don't have the cooking skill yet, do you?
No.
Yes, that sounds you like do now. To me.
You have it now. And yes, you get advantage for using butter.
I mean, I lived alone in the woods for a very, very long time. That's not even
fair. I had to scrape by to get my plus one, and he just throws you advantage?
I didn't do super well. I only
yeah,
got
that
a
sucks. I gotta go ahead.
I got a 13.
I got a mod 20.
Nice.
Wow. My mushrooms are, like, greasy and, like, didn't really soak up the butter very well.
I'm just sitting there flipping the pan the whole time, like, never let it stop moving.
Greytag's like, wow, that's, where'd you get those skills, man?
You know what? I just really picked them up. It feels like I'm a natural. Like, I might be a prodigy. I might, when we get back to Arborstone, I might open a restaurant.
He just nods his head. And he looks over at Arlette. He's a rich kid, isn't he?
Yeah, man, isn't it? It's like, yeah, you can see it. You can see. He's still good shit, though. I mean, he burns the coffee every morning, but we put up with it, you know?
The coffee.
Wait, was I supposed to add something to that cooking check?
I can't remember.
No, okay. You gave it to me with flat zero. It's just okay, it's, okay. It's a wisdom, but you weren't. I wasn't proficient with it. You might be. I don't know. Yeah, you made wisdom for cooking.
Oh, then I would have added two.
I think I still win.
Yeah, you do, for sure. But mine aren't quite as bad.
Wyatt, give me...
Constitution saving throw.
No.
Death saving throw.
give me a fucking okay. Luck check.
No, I want it to be a blind taste test.
I got a 9.
Okay.
Oh, I got...
You got a 9 on your luck test? Or on your luck check? All right.
Roll trauma.
Listen, I have a good morning going.
You take a bite out of your... Oh, wait. I'll give you advantage on your luck check.
Oh.
Oh.
Worse?
That one. It didn't even roll. It just, like, landed stuck on the one. Just plopped on one.
You take a bite out of the first mushroom, and it's just... slimy, like just hot and slimy, and you just kind of just let it drop to the ground like no, that's not it.
It falls out of my mouth,
and you 100% assume that was Vellum's mushroom.
Vellum, better luck next time.
Do you take a bite out of the second one and you're like, this is delicious.
Arliss, you really nailed it.
I really didn't, buddy. Thank you, though.
No. Okay, well, modest. Modest goes a long way, Vellum. You can learn a lot from Arliss.
I haven't even said anything yet.
Oh, good morning. Should I make coffee? Should we get going? I feel good.
Graytek's on it.
Oh, Graytek's on it. Oh, thanks, Graytek.
You look over, Graytek's got two pans going. He's got some bacon in one, sausages in the other. And just a pot
I
of
think
coffee.
Both of these should go in on a bit the business venture, Vellum. You know?
He's got the money, I guess.
Yeah.
Whoa. I also have the skills.
Yes, of course, partner. Yes. Yes, chef.
Oh, can I roll insight to see if he like is actually...
Yes, go for it.
Raytek, don't start with the yes, chef, because then it's going to be insufferable.
I got a nat 20.
You know what? You got one of them D2s on you?
I do.
One of them
if you
D2s.
Flip that, if you get an Amherst logo, I'll give you a plus one to your cooking skill.
Oh, boy. Fuck.
Thank you for your honesty. He's lying, 100%. You pick up on the sarcasm, real easy.
I just give him a dead stare, and I pull out my bagpipes.
How are those related to cooking?
You know what?
I think the
They're
butterflies
for me.
Could still be around. Why don't we stick to the little dagger flute?
I use two of my mage
crazy train on the bagpipes.
Arlette is going to use her new mage hand to try and poke a hole in the bladder of the bagpipes.
I use my mage hand each other. To combat her mage hand.
It's just that fucking Spider-Man meme. Yes. With mage hands. Your mage hands all cancel each other out, and your bagpipes are fine.
Yeah.
I will say, give me a performance check.
25.
Beautiful. You are on a crazy train, and you're taking it to anywhere.
Maybe you should start a music school, Bellum.
You just hear the reed pipe comes like, boom! That's a great idea. Holy shit. Yeah. Right. I call it the School of Rock.
That's there you go.
Something else, but...
Well, if you started in Arbor Stone, that almost makes sense.
Oh, the School of Stone!
Oh, yeah.
That sounds worse.
All right. I'll workshop the name, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Back to Crazy Train.
Maybe give it a rest. We should get going. Actually, well, let's eat first. Man, he serves up a beautiful breakfast, seemingly out of goddamn nowhere.
Delicious.
Coffee is not burnt. It's quite nice. He has a...
It has a funny flavor to me, if I'm being honest. It's not... There's something off about it.
Yes, and Chef. Of course, Chef. You're right.
We lost the Hero's Feast now. So everyone remembers.
Hero's Feast.
Yeah, the Wicked Breakfast, sausages, bacon. He has a couple of little spice jars and things with him. And he takes out a what you think is a water skin and pours it into his coffee, and it's actually cream. Hands it out. Anybody want some?
Oh, thank
cream?
You.
Yes, please.
Not a lot. This is all I've got.
Sure, there's zero cows up here. None. Not a single cow.
No, there isn't.
It's wild.
It's goat's milk.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I was going to say up home we didn't have enough space for cows, but the goats are all right.
There's also no goats here, to be honest, but it is goat's milk.
I've never seen a goat in the city, so, you know.
Neither have I. I've never been to the city, though.
Well, it'll be a good first journey to the city. You know, I might not see... I have some friends I got to visit, so I might not see everybody into the initial visit of the city, but, you know, it'll be a great time. In Arborstone. I think that's their slogan. They have it on a sign.
That sounds groovy. Let's get going.
Yeah, they probably did groove it in somehow.
I start tempted playing. To give you one point of psychic damage for that. you guys want to get on the trot?
Yep. Yes. Off we go.
We need to find Corin. And get passage.
Okay. Give me, Arlek, give me a survival check.
Bellum.
I'm not helping this time. I'm mad about the mushroom comments.
All right.
Wait, am I proficient? I'm probably not. I'm not.
Does Wyatt mention how good he feels?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Wyatt, no. Wyatt, well, yeah, I guess I did say I'm having a good morning, but specifically Wyatt hasn't been complaining. Okay. About his back, and he hasn't had a cigarette yet.
I was going to say, if Wyatt mentioned it, Velm was going to make a comment about the lullaby he played when you went to sleep, but since you haven't said anything out loud...
He did actually say he's feeling great, but I would like Velm and Arlite to give me a perception check.
Okay, I got 14 for the survival.
Hey. Okay.
You can have advantage on that towel, it's going to help.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Oh.
14 still. And then perception, I got 10.
15. Neither of you notice anything too different about Wyatt. You guys start making your way south. There's no trail on this side like there was on the other one, even though that was kind of starting to wear away. But you find your way easily enough through the forest here. Are you going to stick relatively close to the river, or do you want to kind of stay in away from the river a little bit?
I would say Arlette favors the shelter of the woods.
Okay.
It's probably a good idea with the butterflies, all that.
Give me stealth checks again.
Stealth check. Sixteen.
Samesies.
Hey.
15.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, so you keep in away from the river enough that you can see it, but it's not... you can see it through the trees, but you're not anywhere close to it. Probably easily keeping a good 50 feet, 60 feet away from where the river actually is. The undergrowth and everything out near the river is much higher than it is as you get further in. But you still have an easy time keeping track of where the river is. I mean, you can certainly hear it. And you guys start walking for, again, 6, 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. And you don't hear anything strange. You don't see anything strange. Probably the strangest thing that you do notice, Arlet actually notices, as Tal is kind of helping you find your way along here, she has a little bit of experience on this side of the river. You notice when she goes into yonder brush and near the trees and everything, she gets strangely more difficult to see. It's almost like your eyes are playing tricks on you. Give me another Arcana check with an extra plus one.
15.
It's not the whole time, but the next time you see her go near the bushes as she's kind of scouting around, you watch her intently, and for a split second before she goes into the bush itself, you can see this, you don't see it, but you feel this aura around her, but this time you get the feeling of green, slightly muddy brown, and it's oddly comforting and reminds you of home for some reason. It doesn't get the green for a moment, throws you off, makes you start thinking on the lights, but it's not that same like neon green. You get this foresty feeling, this deep, darker, but pleasant. But you definitely notice the magic around it. I'd say probably around the 10-hour mark, you know you're relatively close to the other side of Silvestead.
Okay.
It is it's like afternoon, not quite evening at this point.
Okay. What, maybe above table, how much are we dealing with, like, survival rations and stuff in this?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys are, with Greytech, who I just had to look at my note to remember his name. He seemed to have grabbed a whole bunch of supplies.
Okay.
Enough that you guys aren't worried about this trek down to this encampment, at least.
Sure, yeah.
Is there anything you guys would like to do, knowing that you're somewhere within the vicinity of Silvestead?
I'll stop playing the bagpipes.
Have you been playing the bagpipes no, this God, entire no. time?
Okay. I think for 10 hours that would be amazing, but...
Your lungs,
the sheer lung capacity.
Yeah, you gotta build up... It's like hypoxic training, so you build up your lung strength. Well, unless you go into details training. About how he gets that lung strength.
You should show us how good you are by showing us how long you can hold your breath.
Ooh. All right, Mom.
We can make bets on this.
All right, Wyatt, what's your bet? I'll bet you.
4 minutes.
I bet it is 10 seconds.
That you can hold your breath.
Yeah, one gold on it.
No, because then you're going to give up in 10 seconds.
Damn it! I almost had you.
Listen, I'm not...
No, I swear I will try my very hardest.
No, I'm over it. Listen, we're close to the encampment. I don't know what we're going to find there, so maybe we should be a little bit...
I will specify, you're not close to the encampment. You're close to the other side of the river, directly across from Silvestead.
As I was saying, we're not close to the encampment yet, so let's chill out.
Greytex speaks up. Sorry.
I was going to say, Greytex, the one who knows where the encampment is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he speaks up and he's like, yeah, as far as I know, we've been walking a while, but I feel like kind of looks around up through the trees, trying to get a sense of where the sun is, and looks over to where, like, the river is close by. And I can't really tell what time it is, but I'd say we're, based on how long we've been walking, another 2, maybe 3 hours away from the encampment.
That's not bad.
No. There is... I think there's like a small fishing dock on this side of the river. I've definitely seen boats docked over here. I don't know if there's an actual dock, but I've seen them stopped over here and people are cleaning fish and stuff. But I don't know if we have any reason really to check that out.
Who cleans a fish? They live in water.
Descaling, I guess.
Oh.
You don't eat the guts, man.
What does that have to do with clean fish? You get them out, you soak them up, you throw them back.
Yeah, water's clean.
Arlette walks away.
Velum is 100% on board with, yeah, they're clean, they're in water.
Yeah.
Weird. But are they wet?
Well, yeah, they're in water, right?
Yeah.
But they live in water.
Yeah, but we live in air and we're dry.
Yeah. And that's why we get dirty, is air.
But we
is
get wet
water.
When we go in the water, but we don't live
so
in
when
the
they
water.
Come out of the water, they get dry, which is the opposite of wet, so that means they're wet to begin with.
And we all know we're clean when we come out of the water.
That explains a lot.
Great. Should we look for a little boat to ferry us down? Is that the plan?
We certainly can. Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Was that not your idea? What was the point of bringing it up if that wasn't the idea?
I don't know. I'm just mentioning what's around.
Okay. Well, keep it up. Good job. Well, let's have a little gander for the boat. If we find one, that'll speed up our little journey, at least.
Whoever wants to make a big investigation check.
I am proficient, but it's only a +3, so...
I am half proficient, so...
Our lad has walked away.
Yeah. I have a +1.
I actually meant you guys can each make your own investigation.
Oh, okay.
Our lad, I feel like you're probably smart enough to pick up on the fact that you could look for a boat here.
Oh, 19.
8.
7.
Oh.
Wyatt, you kind of creep your way up to the bushes on the side of the river and poke your head out. Make a perception check with disadvantage for me.
Yeah. 12.
12? You can see the boats here. There's two of them here. They're just tied onto a small dock just made out of like fallen trees and not probably branches, but it's just enough to keep them out away from the rocks a little bit here. There's a couple of tables nearby where you can see a lot of flies going around, fish guts everywhere, all dried up in the sun. You notice that there's actually a couple of cats hanging around there.
Oh.
Just kind of like pawing away around the fish guts and stuff, and one of them's just chilling on a rock. And you're sat there for a moment and you see literally right next to you. You didn't even notice her. Tala steps out of the bush that you're in.
Treasus. Tala. Oh,
sorry.
Treasus.
I thought you saw me.
It's what we say when something is surprising or bad, usually.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah. Yeah. You always say it in vain.
I don't get it.
Never mind.
Do you want to tell the others about the boats?
Yeah, that's why I was just having a little gander. Look, little cats over there. Maybe we get a cat.
That was my plan. And you see her, she starts sneaking up towards where the cats are.
Not in a vile way. Nice way. Nice cats.
She looks back like a confused, almost angry look on her face, like as in like, the fuck do you think I was going to do with these cats?
I'm not from up north. I don't know. People might eat everything up here. I don't know. I don't know how it all works.
She holds her finger up to her mouth.
Sorry. I'll go tell him about the boats.
She mouths back to you. Thank you.
We found some boats. Everyone, there are the boats. They're there. Cats too. Little cats.
Arlet beelines.
Arlet changes her thing to jumping and leaps through the woods.
Arlet, you get up and you run out of the bushes here. And when you do, you see Tala's petting down a cat that's set up on one of the tables here. It's probably was a white cat at some point in time, but it's awfully dirty looking. The underside of it is just covered in filth. But when you burst out, all the other cats just perk up.
One
on the rock just looks up and kind of lays back down, but two other ones run off into the bushes.
Okay, I try and befriend the one on the rock.
Okay, give me an animal handling check.
You betcha.
What are you going to do to try to befriend this cat other than run up and scare the shit out of it?
I reach into my pouch that would have some of my basic cooking supplies and get whatever I was carrying the butter in, whatever like wrapper, and just have like something that's smeared in butter. And I go forward holding that out to the cat. And I got a 23 animal handling.
Oh, nice. Yeah. The cat, as you get closer to it, doesn't stir until it hears this little crinkling sound from this wax paper you have your butter in. And it perks its head up and you can see it smelling the air. And it goes over and stands up, big stretch. Still stretching. Still stretching. And it goes up and smells, starts licking the butter.
Excellent. And now take my greatsword out.
Okay.
And use the highly polished edge to catch the sunlight and use it like a laser pointer on the beach.
Oh my god. Not where I thought that was going.
All these people from the north.
I told you, Vellum.
Holy shit.
The cat starts chasing after it a bit.
I'm good.
It kind of loses interest a bit and comes back over and starts meowing at you for some more butter.
I get it, kitty.
Well, all right, so we can grab these boats. We've got a cat now in our ranks. We're shaping up here. What are we going to name the cat? Y Junior. Vellum 1.
Young Wyatt.
No, because that implies that I'm old.
No, that wasn't my intent. For sure not.
I like Vellum 1.
There's already another Vellum running around.
Yeah, to differentiate, you know. If we have to sort by alphabetical.
No, I don't. I'm more of a dog person. Please don't name the cat after me.
All right. It's not my cat anyway.
Why cat? Why?
Why cat's good.
I like why cat.
Yeah, why cat's not bad.
Meowlum.
Meowlum's not bad too.
All right, so we got why cat and Meowlum.
Our cat.
Which one's which? Yeah, the one Arlet is...
Meowlet. Oh, Meowlet.
Meowlet's
pretty good.
The one that Arlet has the laser pointer going our with pet. It.
Our pet's great.
Oh, yeah. Have you met our pet, our pet?
Oh, God. Is this ours, cat?
Yes. Great hack, it is.
now.
The white cat is loving Tala, just nudging her hand. The cat that you're playing with is like a tortoise shell kind of cat. Scruffy, more of a kitten than a cat.
Perfect.
Halfway between cat and
more of a turtle.
Kit.
Yeah.
Is there not any people around?
Not a soul.
I mean, it's good for us.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Let's go check out some boats.
Yeah. I mean, if there's two, we could take two of them.
Yep. The boats appear to be in decent shape. They're both just kind of small. Like they both have the ability to have a sail up, but they're probably more like they have. Jesus Christ, I can't speak. All of a sudden, they have oars. There we go. They have oars.
I can like for sure sail this boat.
It might be unnecessary.
No, aren't we trying for speed now that we got boats? I thought that was the whole point of getting a boat.
Right. That's a good point.
So this river will lead us to the camp, and then where does your buddy dock his boat?
Usually, like, it all depends. Sometimes in a camp, you know, we might get lucky. They might already be there. We might not get lucky, and then we have to, like, kind of wait around a bit and see when they show up.
Do we need corn now that we got boats?
I'm not sailing to fucking Arborstone in a dinghy.
What's the difference between sailing a dinghy and a boat?
Because a boat, corn's got a proper boat with bunks.
It didn't.
You guys can't remember how long it takes, right?
Correct.
No.
It was a little bit of a blur.
Weeks.
Okay.
Might have been a year. I don't know.
I'm 90% sure it wasn't a year.
I'll give Wyatt another history check with disadvantage, even though you have advantage on your skill checks.
This was still with disadvantage.
Because you don't know.
Oh, history, was it?
Yeah.
8.
A couple of days?
Might have been.
Don't come up?
8 days, I think.
Yeah, so we just sleep on these boats as we're going downriver.
No, I'm not spending 8 days, Vellum. That's too long on this little thing.
What are we going to spend 8 days walking? What's the difference?
Oh no! Well, no. I'm saying we get these boats.
Yeah, but what if he's not there?
Well, wait.
We're going to wait 8 days. We might as well take 8 days on the boat.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be 8 days. We're going to wait.
You look over. Greytech has one of the boats. He's in one of the boats. Has it untied from the dock and is just holding on to. Is when the oar is down, kind of stuck in between the branches of this makeshift dock, just holding it in place. Are you guys coming with us, or are you going to take the other boat?
Oh, that's a good question.
Will we all fit in one?
Yeah, you guys could all fit in one, or you could take both.
All right, Team SG1, and then now Team SG2, since I think Team SG2, you know, they're gone now, so... You
pretty both sure you killed him?
Might have, yeah.
Probably.
So, congratulations on the promotion. Yeah, we'll take ours. We'll keep close. You know, we don't want to get either of us to get too far ahead, in case anything happens. And then we can decide what we want. We can do group vote on it.
Okay.
I'm already working on the sale.
Okay. I'd like, if we're not all going to go in one boat, I think we should at least like have a line between us.
Oh, that's a good idea. So we'll get the boats out. You'll jump in the water, swim between the boats.
Time. We could throw a rope.
Okay. All right.
We can tie it to a crossbow bolt and I can just shoot it into their mast.
Glue it to a bullet.
Anyway, more importantly, leather work gloves on and I am trying to grab the cat.
Okay. How does grappling work again?
It's athletics. Arlet gets to choose. Or no, sorry. Arlet makes athletics. The cat gets to choose athletics. Or
obviously,
acrobatics.
The cat chooses acrobatics.
Yeah.
You might need to rage so you get advantage on that athletic.
I can't get mad at this little kitten.
I'd say
you've been hanging out with Vellum all day. You could be mad about anything.
Make an unarmed attack against the cat to try to grapple it. And I'll say once you if you meet or exceed the AC, then you've made contact with the cat, and then you can make your grapple check to see if you can hold it.
Do I add proficiency to unarmed attack? Does anyone know?
As a barbarian, I think you do.
I feel like I do.
I don't know.
All right. Oh, wow. I got a 19 anyway. So even without proficiency, that's 23.
Which cat are you going for?
Obviously the tortoise shell.
Okie doke. What did you roll?
23, or if you let me add my proficiency, 26.
You don't need the proficiency. yeah, you make contact with the cat, and now you can make your grapple.
Okay. Oh,
you can add
not proficiency. It's very good. It's very good. The pun, not my roll. I rolled a 13. I got a 13 all told.
13's not bad.
13. Cat got a 21.
Whoa!
19 plus 2.
I knew I should have tried the laser pointer just to trick it onto the boat.
It like squirms out in, as cats are wont to do, somehow turns into a liquid for a second, and then just backflip lands on its legs and scrambles off into the forest.
Aw, kitten.
The white cat is still sat down on the table where Tala was petting it, just kind of watching you guys.
No, that's Tala's.
Redson, fuck this podcast.
Hey, man.
Oh, no, Chad has turned.
I mean, you guys get 6 kittens each.
Too many kittens. 18 kittens.
No.
And there's a waterfall. You all die because you couldn't keep the cat.
It's 30 kittens. Greytak and Tala get their own bag of 6 cats.
The rest of this D campaign is literally herding cats.
On point. Honestly. All right, you guys tie the two boats together. Give me... Jesus Christ. There's an actual vehicles check thing. Did anybody happen to take that as a...
Nah.
You know what sucks is that Lux has navigator tools. And I never got to use them in Tall Tall Tower, but Malcolm does not.
Nice. I will say... Vellum, you can have half proficiency towards a check with the boats. For I feel like as a rich kid in the city,
oh yeah,
you
have definitely some the experience yacht club, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking more along the lines of like Navy. What is it called?
Cadets.
Yeah,
but yeah. Yacht club.
Summer camp. Yeah, summer camp for rich kids.
Yeah.
Yacht camp.
What would you like to roll then?
Natural 20.
That'd be great.
Yeah. What the fuck goes with boats, guys?
Dex.
Yeah, but what kind of a check?
I mean, I get like battle boats.
Not yet.
Survival.
I mean, I guess it depends what job on the boat he's doing, but like sleight of hand or perception.
Audio, I can do a performance check.
Audio engineer on the boat.
I was a lifeguard, like medicine.
You were way more handy than I was.
Give me, if you're going to take control of the ship, not a ship, it's a boat. If you're going to take control of the boat, I'll say give me a dex plus half proficiency.
Like just a dex check or
yeah, like your dex mod plus half proficiency.
Okay.
Just to see if you can maneuver
that
this
20, baby.
Let's go.
So plus 3 for my dex and then half proficiency would be 4, so 24.
Yeah, you get this boat off the dock. Out into the river, no problem.
I just dead-eye stare at Wyatt, like do the like see who can pilot a fucking ship? This guy.
Did I say you couldn't?
No, you were giving me shit, though, about wanting to put the sail up.
Yeah, well, it felt unnecessary, but I guess not.
You get the sail up, and you're catching the wind pretty good. You're actually cruising along. You feel the line between your boat and the other boat kind of go taut for a second, and you slow down, and then you're effectively dragging the other one. Greytech notices what's going on and actually takes down his sail. You guys are honestly kind of booking it along down the river here. Give me perception checks.
Why do I keep rolling nat 20s for the dumbest things?
I don't know. It's great, though.
15.
18.
18.
Hey.
I'm just standing at the prow at the front of the ship, like one hand on the mast, just like one foot up, Captain Morgan, like, yeah.
Just singing in your head, my mother told me.
I'm composing a song for the bagpipes, a nice sea shanty.
Wyatt, as you guys are going down the river, you look off towards Silverstead, and you don't see any movement whatsoever. There's still some ships docked at the docks. You can see a couple of boats that have washed down shore further. One of them's kind of broken up on the rocks. But you don't see any bodies, any signs of life. There's no fires burning. You don't see any smoke rising. It looks almost abandoned. You don't see any signs of the carnage of what you guys witnessed just yesterday. Looking around in the sky, it's a little overcast, but the sun's coming through in a couple of spots.
Right.
But you don't see anything.
I have concerning news for everyone, but also on the back of that concerning news, maybe an idea that and he's yelling, Greytech, Tala, look back at Silverstead, and you all tell me if you think a horrific battle for our lives happened there yesterday, last night, or not. And on the back of that, there are ships over there, you know, actual proper ships.
Greytech yells out, well, I know that some shit went down there yesterday, and I also know 5 people aren't going to get that ship out here.
I bet I could do it.
I bet Vel, you know, I've got a lot of confidence in Vellum doing it after seeing him put together this dinghy. I think that scales well.
Yeah.
I'm all for it if you guys want to, but I doubt it.
Well, maybe we're better off going with the unknown Corrin plan versus guaranteed ship plan.
I know you said guaranteed ship plan, but I heard guaranteed shit plan.
Both are applicable.
Yeah.
As you guys are yelling out about this, you feel the wind take a chilly turn. It was warm not long ago, and it's just the chill just kind of goes through the air for a moment, and yeah, it just feels a little bit colder.
Well, should we keep going or go to the untouched, apparently, Silverstead that looks abandoned and steal a ship? Although Greytech doesn't have the most confidence that we can get a ship going.
Has Wyatt told us that he can talk to people? Do I know that Wyatt can talk telepathically?
I've definitely talked
to him. You've done it?
Yeah. I've 100% done it, yeah.
Okay, I go, yeah, Wyatt, can't you talk in people's heads? See if anybody's over there.
Oh, I mean, that's a good point. I don't know if there's... Let me...
I mean, I also have message, which is 120 feet. But.
Yeah. I don't know if mine is... beep, 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 beep. Oh, my God. Why is there so many... Why do I have so many... My character is very complicated. Awakened mind. You can telepathically speak to any... Oh, within 30 feet, so that won't do as much good. Right. It's only... I do it to you. It's only short distance, fellow. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I will cast message in the direction of... So it's that worth 120 feet, right?
Yep.
I cut us that way.
Let me look up message real quick.
I have it for you if you want it.
You point your finger towards a creature within range and whisper a message. target and only the target hears the message and can reply in a whisper that only you can hear. You can cast this spell through solid objects if you are familiar with the target and know it is beyond barrier. I will say, give me an arcana check to see if you can get this message to
That's fair.
Someone if there is anyone there.
Seven?
Seven? Give me an intelligence saving throw. Ooh.
Why?
Because I told you to.
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
You send out your message and you feel it connect with someone. And, well, what do you say?
I'm basically just going to point at Silver Set and think, yo, anybody still alive over there? We need a boat. Vela.
You
can apply to this message.
Have you used message before?
Have I? I think I did once.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we'll say you know what to expect back from it. Like you expect to hear a low volume whisper response. That is not what you hear. You hear a blood curdling scream in your head, and it sounds like 20 different people screaming at once in agony. Give me a trauma check.
Okay. 14.
14. You can make out there's, in between all of these screaming voices, they're trying to respond to your message. It feels like there's definitely some kind of a shared intent behind all of these screams, but it is so loud and in your head, and you take...
You know, I was going to take damage from this.
Fuck.
Is that why you tried to get Wyatt to do it?
Yeah, absolutely it was.
You take 2 points of psychic damage.
Oh.
Okay.
Ow.
Yeah, give me a constitution saving throw as well.
You're getting seasick, Bellum. It happens.
Oh, that's good. 24.
24? It's almost like it's trying this scream, just that sheer intent disappears, and it just seems to be getting louder and louder, and you hold your head in pain and just focus on not this sound as best as you can, and it begins to fade.
Can I ask you a question about it, the screaming?
Sure.
Does it sound like... See, I know it sounds like you said it sounds like 20 people, but does it sound like
people? Not specifically, but a bunch of people.
But does it sound like like screams are fading in and out? Like one person, like it's like 10 people screaming, and then like four more are added as like three people leave, and then like six more are added. Like, is it like oscillating almost, or is it just like...
No, it starts off as one and quickly was joined by others, and it's just constant.
Okay.
But it fades.
Velum's going to wipe the blood from his nose and go, I don't think we want that boat. Quiet.
Oh, was it... Were they angry about it?
No, I just don't... I think that everything over there is dead and still trying to kill all the things that are alive.
I don't like the idea of going back to that town.
All right.
I don't like that one bit.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't see anything over there, so I figured... But if that's what you think, then we'll keep going, Grey Tech. We won't bother. You're right. There's no way Velum could manage that boat.
Oh, you motherfucker. I for sure could have handled that boat. Now we have to go for it.
He holds up with the Grey Tech, yells out. He's like, okay. He holds up thumbs up. And he's like, I'll let you guys know when we're close to the encampment. We should be able to see it on the river. Shouldn't take us too long now.
All right.
Do you guys want to do anything specific as you're going down the river? Otherwise... We're going to have a little time jump ahead.
Nope.
Okie doke. After not even really an hour, you guys are honestly booking it down through here. Velum, you make some slight adjustments as you're going along, and you almost get hung up on the boat behind you that you're hauling, almost gets hung up on a rock at one point, but you manage to move your own boat away from it fairly well. They don't hit it. But for even an hour or so, you hear Grey Deck yell out, "That's it!" And you see me pointing over to the right side of the river where you guys were on the path and you found these boats originally. And you can see a small dock there. No boats are tied onto it at the moment, but it's definitely sturdier than the one where you found these boats and seems to be more of a permanent installation. You guys get off and tie up there, I assume. And there's a small trail leads into the woods a little bit there. And there's a small shack, probably like 15 feet by 15 feet. The door is closed. There's a single window in the front of it. Small little deck, I guess you'd say, on the front of it. Two or three steps leading up. It's a nice looking little spot. You can see that there's been some... you can see where tents have been set up before in the past. There's actually a small, like, flattened off area with some rough timbers laid across it. You can see it was like a little spot to set up a tent. Fire was going here at some point in time. It's been out at least since yesterday. Doesn't seem to be any sign of anybody here. It's once again starting to get dark out.
Well,
all right,
we made it. Velum, you're all right, Velum.
Velum's just been thinking for the last like hour. I don't know, man.
It must be difficult.
Yeah, it's really tough. I have an average intelligence. You're right. I don't know. Silva said just seems super weird. The fact that it looked like there was no battle, and like we definitely fucked up that town when we left.
Yeah,
and
it was a mess. Like,
I mean, when I sent my brain out there, it sounded like a bunch of people just screaming as loud as they can.
I don't know about the screaming, but we've seen evidence of battles disappear. Remember?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Did we go back in time again?
Oh,
well, we see in the future.
Remember? Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys talking about right now?
Long story short. Oh God, it's so complicated. Listen, just let us figure this out first, and then we'll come up with a concise way to explain it all.
What would be great is some dinner.
Gotcha.
We'll talk Thanks, over buddy. Dinner.
Well, yeah, we'll fill you in.
Let's go into Hush.
My head really hurts.
The shack. Yeah, let's have a little sit down. We'll make some coffee. We'll have a smoke.
Great Egg's like, sure thing, guys. I guess we're all feeling a little fucked from that. He makes his way into the shack there. Would you like to follow? Tala follows him.
Yeah.
Maybe we pause outside for a second.
Yeah, I just want to like keep an eye on the open door, though, too.
Didn't those fucking royal people magic away the bodies?
Yeah, they just like appeared out. So like, I mean, because didn't Nova? Oh fuck, I've got Nova's book. I could just ask her.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Because I mean, what I'm thinking is they. She said that magic came into this world when it collided with another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are we metaphysically colliding with another world that has an undamaged Silvestad, but now our dead?
Oh. Yeah.
Not partners, co-workers are there? Could are we in the other world?
When we looked at the town, was it specifically that there was like no corpses, or was like obvious damage that had been done not done?
No, there wasn't anything like that you feel like it was undone.
Just, oh, okay.
You would have expected to see more corpses lying around, but there was no bodies anywhere.
Oh, okay. I miss
you guys. Were pretty far away from it, honestly. Yeah. But there was no obvious signs of anything. Like you would have expected some more carnage to go down after you guys left. Like,
yeah,
I don't think anything was really on fire or anything when you did leave. But it was kind of a fair assumption to make, I guess, that it would have. But there was nothing if you didn't know any better, you would have swore that the town was fine.
Okay. Well, Valum, I mean, that's a good idea.
Maybe a little empty.
At least, like, telling Nova that the town got fucking done in.
Yeah.
All right.
Pick yeah. you up.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well,
you're going to take out the notebook?
Yeah. There's an unlimited number of pages in this notebook, right?
There's a limited number of pages.
Oh, shit.
Well, then we can buy those packs that go into them.
Right? Yeah. But the ink, like, disappears as I write in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay. You open it up. There's a message there.
Oh, shit. This thing didn't even vibrate.
Oh. Did you click the... Maybe the
switch... I put it on silent.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Two of the bodies that were here are gone. Not sure what's up with that. Figured I should give you a heads up.
Well... Great.
Not that's weird. We experienced the same at Sylvestad.
Oh,
also,
tell her we're going to the city. Tell
her about butterfly monsters.
Yeah. Also, giant butterfly monsters attacked. Also, I did a spell that was supposed to send a message, and I can only hear whispers. There heard 20 or so people screaming in my head.
Hmm.
Also, we're going to Arborstone. Love, Bella.
Good message. Good sign off.
Yeah, thanks. Did I miss anything? Do I need a PS?
No, I don't know. That all sounded good to me.
The ink from the message that was there when you opened it fades away, and the ink that you write down into the book with sticks around this time. It didn't disappear.
Can I hit like the notify anyway? Like, I think she's got her notification silenced. Okay.
Well, let's go at least have some food. Maybe we can inform our new comrades about all of the bullshit that's been going on around this part.
I think I'll tell, before we go in, I'll tell Valum and Wyatt that I saw some magic on Tala, but it felt good. It felt nice.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good news.
So maybe they won't be completely taken aback if we are a little bit more open.
Yeah. Well, let's go open a door and go inside and then eat something.
You guys go on in. He's got a savage meal cooking up here already.
Oh.
There's actually some stuff left here. Vegetables and whatever. Seems pretty good.
Wyatt's gonna do a lap of the interior and exterior looking for thieves' cant.
Sure. Give me an investigation check.
Oh. Pretty good. 18.
Don't forget about advantage.
Oh. 18.
18. There's not many markings, but out by the front door, there's one that you recognize as almost like a signature of Corn that more or less just signifies this is a place that you can expect to find him at some point in time. It's a regular stop for him. There's another marking on the back of it, kind of like more hidden than you would expect thieves' cant to be found. And you recognize it as some kind of a message, like it's a symbol purposefully put into the wood here, hidden in the same way as the other thieves' cant symbols usually are. Give me a history check.
History. Oh, still with advantage.
When you said a symbol from Corin, I pictured
it's a backwards R.
No, I pictured just like I was like only kind of listening, and I pictured like a little cob of corn.
It's just a corn emoji.
12.
12. You don't recognize it, but it just feels familiar for some reason. You've definitely seen it somewhere.
Wyatt's going to pop his head back into the door.
I'm just going to pop to the where we tied off the boats. 2 seconds. I don't want to miss Corin or Ride. Maybe like Corin will show up. He won't hear or see anything, and then he'll take off again, right? So I'm just going to leave him a little message.
I'll go with Wyatt.
That we're here.
Okay.
I will chill with Tala and Greytag.
2 seconds.
Yeah, you go out to the dock. Do you have anything specific in mind as to...
Yeah, I think the company uses a very specific, like... It looks like a nonchalant, like a normal thing to see. Like, it would be like something like there's 2 crates stacked across from like a lit torch type deal, right? Like, it's a very, okay. It's super specific, but to look, to glance at it,
yeah, you wouldn't think twice. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's a couple of fishing rods nearby, and you go out to the end of the dock and you lean them up against the, like, one of the posts at the end of it in a certain way that you know that anybody in the company would see this and be like, that looks like it's probably saying person here. Like, it's very rudimentary, just like, you know, like just, you only got sticks in the post really to work with, but it's enough that you feel confident that someone from the company would pick up on it and be like, we should stop here and check it out.
Wyatt looks at Arlet. Right, and the only downside is, if it's not Corin, we're in trouble. So...
We're in trouble anyway.
Alright, that's all I wanted to do. This lets them know...
No, it's a good idea, man.
...that we're here. Alright.
Let's go get some food.
Yeah, let's do that.
Velum, anything you say to... Greytag and Tala while the others step out.
No, for the once in his life, Velum is silent because he's trying to think of the best way to explain doppelgangers, worlds colliding, time travel, and a bunch of other shit to people who might not believe in magic.
Fair enough.
I've seen it, so he's just like, okay, no, yeah, okay. I think about that time. Yeah, talking
you're
myself.
There, like, yeah, kind of talking yourself a little bit, and Greytag lays a plate of stuff down in front of you. Just some grilled vegetables and a bit of some leftover sausages and bacon and stuff from this morning.
Just eating. Like, yeah, okay, yeah. Uh-huh. No, that's fucking stupid.
You know what? You deal with whatever the fuck is going on here.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm going to, there's a couple of bunks here, but you can see the bunks right behind him. It's just like an empty room, essentially. He just goes over and starts like setting them up. There's, you know, some blankets and stuff put away and just trying to get it set up for you guys to camp out for the night. Tala goes outside. She gets a fire lit outside. There's a lamp out front in the, like just off of the little deck there. And she lights that as well. You guys are in far enough from the river that these lights feel confident they would not be visible from out there, and the shed would be facing away from the river. There's not much else going on here. It's getting considerably colder. The wind has picked up a little bit and it's dark out at this point in time. You wouldn't want to start journeying at this point in time unless you wanted to be in the dark. Yeah, so if you guys want to go to sleep for the night, or if there's anything specific you'd like to do before hitting the bed.
I'm good. Just want to make sure we set up watch again.
Cool.
Well, it's going to take like a whatever seems like most likely, like maybe not the first or second watch, but maybe like the third watch, have a bit of time pass, and then he can stay up and just keep an eye out for the ship and stuff like that.
Okay. Greytag and Tala say they'll stay up for the first watch. And, who would like to take second?
I'll take it.
Okay. They're probably going to be a fourth spell again. And you can have a nice little nap.
Sweet.
Seems
how I'm the only one that took damage this session.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that before. Long rests. There was something special about how we got HP back.
Oh, that was like the med kit thing for short rests and stuff.
Oh, was that for short rests? I thought that there was something else for long rests.
It was pretty much the same thing. I don't really remember right now. You don't have any damage. You're good to go. The only one who would have damage right now would be Vellum, but you guys still had some bonus, or was the hero's feast gone?
No, that was gone.
No, it was gone.
It's gone. Okay. Vellum only has like, what was it, two
damage? Yeah.
Two damage.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have that back for the long rest. It's thanks. Greytak had a bunch of extra med kits and stuff with him. Actually, he'll divvy those out.
One HP.
he'll divvy them out. Actually, you guys get a full med kit back from him. So that's like another med pack that can be used for like your medicine checks, and then 3 1 HP potions.
Oh, hell yeah!
And I'll say like a pack of rations for 2 or 3 days, just like dried meats and stuff. It's like, I don't know if we're going to be splitting up here at this point or what's going to be going on, but I feel like at this point in time, we should probably divvy stuff out.
Thanks.
Listen, you're more than welcome to tag along with us. Corin's good folk, and they'll get us to Arborstone, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I was planning to do, but who knows what's going to go on. I'm just hoping we don't, you know, it's nighttime. Maybe there's moth people around. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Wouldn't be surprising. Butterflies, yeah, moth people. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, you guys go to bed. We'll stay up, take first watch.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Yeah, you guys sleep. Arlette, a couple hours later, you're woken up.
Yeah.
You see Greytak's already asleep. Tal's like, okay, I was kind of expecting you to like attack me like I did. I'm really sorry about that again.
That's okay.
Yeah, we didn't hear anything. We let the fire go out, but the lamp's still lit out there. There's probably enough oil for until morning at least. I mean, I don't think we're going to be sticking around. But anyway, I'm going to go to sleep.
Good stuff. Thank you. Have a good rest.
I'll try. Yeah, what would you like to do for your watch?
I'm just going to sit there. Probably sit in the doorway.
Cool. You haul over a chair and just pop a squat in the doorway there. It's I shall say it's after getting pretty chilly out, you might want to either stay inside the door or go outside and close it behind you.
Okay. Sure, I'll grab like some blankets from my bedroll or whatever and just sit outside on the cool. like porch or entryway or whatever.
Give us an old perception check.
Ooh. 19.
Ooh, hell yeah.
19. You hear some movement in the bushes outside. Doesn't sound like anything big. Could be a rat or a rabbit or something. That's about it. Unless you want to go check it out.
Nope.
No,
wait. I want to wait 5 minutes until I watch and then go wake Vellum. Just kidding.
Okay. Okay, never mind.
No, I'm good.
You just get warm outside and you're like, ah, fuck this. All right, yeah, you're, besides the little bit of noise there, everything passes by fine. It's absolutely pitch black out. Yeah, when you're woken up, but there's a bit of blue tinge once you decide to wake up, Vellum, or Wyatt.
Okay.
Wyatt, give me a constitution saving throw as Arlette attempts to wake you.
With advantage?
Yeah, I'll say you still have a
con save. Let's go. 15.
15? You wake up
to
Arlette shaking you, or however Arlette wishes to wake you.
I'm awake.
You can noticeably notice that the good feeling you had when you woke up yesterday has completely dissipated. You feel back to normal.
Ugh, my back is fucking killing me. I need a smoke. Feel miserable.
Yeah, anyway, I'm gonna go to bed, though.
Yeah, you do. I'm gonna get a cigarette and take my watch.
Are you gonna do the same thing out on outside, or are you gonna stick around inside?
Yeah, Wyatt's definitely gonna go outside and maybe even if there's like a path that looks towards the docks or something like that, that he can just like kind of sit against a back to a tree type deal to keep an eye out.
Okay, you're gonna go away from the dock? From the deck, rather, I mean?
Yeah, if I can see the dock from where
the
shack is without going too far away from the shack.
You can find a spot where you can sit down and see like up the trail enough to see the dock and still have the shed in your sight.
That's why it's planned.
Give me a perception check.
Ooh, fucking 22, baby.
Nice. It's not a nat 20, is it?
No.
Anyway. You hear some movement in the bushes around you. Not again to you, but it's small rats or something probably just moving around looking for something to eat in the night. It's whatever it is, it's sticking around, but it sounds small. You see the lamp back by the shed go out, flickers out as seemingly the oil has run out, but the sketchy blue is upon you, so you can see fairly well at this point. The sunrise isn't too far away. Give me another constitution saving throw.
Nat 20, baby.
You feel like something is trying to grab your thoughts. It's the only way you can think of it. It's like you can have this vague sense of a pair of hands inside of your head, but it's a fleeting moment. It kind of catches you off guard, and then you hear that movement in the bushes again. You can hear the river up the trail splashing pretty calmly against the dock, and you notice snow has begun to fall.
Fuck.
Just a few flakes, but it's cold.
Well,
you sit down and continue waiting. The sun begins to rise. And just as the light is about to hit you, you kind of prepare yourself to feel that little bit of heat that the sun provides in the morning. You look over towards where the light is coming from. You see a great green light that just slowly consumes your sight. And that's where we're going to end today's session.
My eyes. A leaf has landed on my face.
The goggles, they do nothing.
Wow. Well, what's going on?
Big mysteries. I rolled a nat 20. Oh, if I didn't, maybe I would have just died. Just death.
Another great episode of the like No Cats podcast. What did you say? You like this character?
No, I was pretending to be the DM. It's like, no, I don't like that character. You can roll a new one.
Anyone in chat able to tell me real quick, how does power word kill work again?
Under 100, right?
No, power wolf kill is what you're
power wolf,
for.
Yeah.
Right. You see power 20 wolves.
Yeah. Nat 20? Yeah, 20 wolves.
You were rolling for wolves.
In that case, 12 wolves.
What a session. It was fun. It was nice to like not, I mean, I guess we were running, but
it wasn't a horror show the it wasn't entire a, time.
Yeah, not the entire time.
Thanks for joining us on this dire odyssey through the wilds in Silvestead. If you like the show, then don't forget to rate us or leave a review wherever you listen to the show. It really helps us out. If you'd like to support us further, check out our Ko-fi and follow our social medias at NoFamePod. We're on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, Blue Sky, Instagram, or pretty much any of them things. You can also join our Discord to talk with others about the show or pretty well anything else. We try to host community events as often as we can, and we would love to see you there. You can find links to everything on our website at nofame.ca. And remember, we record our sessions live on Twitch and YouTube. We'd love to see you there, so follow, subscribe, ring whatever bell, or click whatever button to get notified when we go live. Thanks for listening. Same cat time.
Same cat
same
time.
Cat place.
Same no yep. cat place.
Cats and booty.
Good night.